This goes to Dr. Ernest, ERNEST, fax 989-466-5956, regarding Van, first name V like Victor, A, N like November, Nevins, N like November, E, V, I, N like November, S. Date of birth 9/25 of 1946. Dear Dr. Ernest, this is a consultation for Mr. Nevins, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine levels, which have been worsening progressively over the last 6 months. He does have a long history of coronary artery disease, and stent placement, cardiac catheterizations. He does see Dr. Kerposman for cardiology, who manages all the cardiac needs. He has chronic diastolic congestive heart failure and also myeloid leukemia. And he's been on oral chemotherapy, which has maintained control of the myeloid leukemia for many years. The medication is Gleevec, G-L-E-E-V-E-C, 400 milligram once a day. And then he's achieved a major molecular response. He also had a right hemicolectomy and lymph node dissections September 11th of 2023. And the final pathology showed focal high-grade dysplasia, but no evidence of malignancy. So he's done very well in that respect. Currently, he has no symptoms. He does have lab studies done every three weeks for his oncologist, Dr. Sahai. And he did have a recent NSTEMI 516 of 25, and he required a cardiac catheterization at that time and stent placement. And then Plavix, and he's on Plavix and low-dose aspirin currently. A family is concerned about the use of Plavix, again, since he generally gets GI bleeding when he takes blood thinners. But they'll be reviewing that with Dr. Kerposman at their next visit. No current evidence of GI bleeding, and he is having hemoglobins checked every 3 weeks. He has had very high potassium levels recently, and in reviewing lab results, that's actually not a new problem. He has had high potassium levels noted periodically within the last year, generally not up to 6.1 where it currently is, but 5.6, and that was 8.6 of 24. Here's 5.9, and that was 3.29.24. And 5.2, 8.13.23. 5.5, 8.5.23. 5.8, 8.5.23 also. So he generally runs high normal, but 8.6 of 24, 5.6. But yes, most recently the potassium level was 6.1, and that was 6.6 of 25. And the patient and family reported they were trying to follow a strict low-salt diet, so they bought no salt, which, of course, is potassium chloride, and he's been using that to replace his sodium chloride. So that isn't helping his high potassium levels, and he's going to stop that immediately. He's had no other symptoms currently, and he's feeling very well today. No headaches or dizziness, although he's got a history of vertigo, currently no vertigo for at least 2 months. no chest pain or palpitations. He has dyspnea on exertion that is stable, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no edema or claudication symptoms currently. He does suffer from chronic back pain. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, coronary artery disease, type 2 diabetes, stroke, chronic myeloid leukemia, hyperlipidemia, recent NSTEMI 5/16/25, chronic low back pain, chronic diastolic, congestive heart failure, intermittent paroxysmal vertigo, obstructive sleep apnea, diabetic retinopathy, and paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. He does have a Watchman device in to control and prevent stroke due to the paroxysmal atrial fib. Past surgical history, he's had colonoscopies and EGDs, cardiac catheterizations, multiple cardiac catheterizations, and most recent one was 2025 in stent placements. Carpal tunnel release, tonsillectomy, surgery for detached retina, permanent pacemaker placed in 2023. He's had knee replacement surgeries, hand surgery, Watchman device placed, and the right hemicolectomy for a non-malignant tumor removal. Social history, he was an ex-smoker who quit in 2000. No alcohol use or illicit drug use. He is married, lives with his wife, and he's retired. Family history is significant for diabetes, heart disease, hypertension, cancer, and hyperlipidemia. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, he's allergic to lisinopril, Demerol, and pravastatin. Medications. He's on vitamin D3, 1,000 units daily, vitamin B12, iron 325 milligram daily, omeprazole 20 milligram daily, nitroglycerin 0.4 milligram sublingual PRN chest pain, tramadol 50 milligram up to 3 times a day as needed for pain, Zoloft 100 milligram daily, metformin extended release 500 milligram twice a day, oxybutynin is 15 milligram daily. Zofran, 4 milligram every 8 hours as needed for nausea. Lasix, 40 milligram, that is only used very rarely. If he has a weight gain of more than 2 pounds in 24 hours, he'll use 40 milligram of Lasix daily for 3 days and then stop. But he has not used that for at least a month. Atorvastatin is 40 milligram. He takes one daily. Carvedilol is 6.25 milligram twice a day. Plavix, 75 milligram daily. Farxiga, 10 milligram daily. Ranexa, 500 milligram twice a day. Gleevec is 400 milligram. Gleevec, G-L-E-E-V-E-C, 400 milligram daily. And acetaminophen, 1,000 milligram. He takes that twice a day. And he does not use any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Physical exam, weight, 222 pounds, height is 72 inches, pulse is 60, blood pressure left arm, setting large adult cuff 120/62, right arm 124/60. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear, pharynx is clear, midline uvula, neck is supple without jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no ascites, no liver or spleen enlargement, no palpable masses. Extremities, no peripheral edema, 2 to 3 plus capillary refill. Warm extremities, no unusual rashes or lesions. in labs, the most recent lab studies were done 6-6 of 25. Creatinine was 2.27. The estimated GFR is 29. The sodium, 138. Potassium, 6.1. Carbon dioxide is 16. Albumin is 3.9. Calcium is 8.8. Estimated GFR is 29. CBC, hemoglobin 10.5, normal white count, normal platelets. Now, hemoglobin A1C, 6.2. Previous creatinine levels, 3-6 of 25, creatinine 1.81, GFR 38, 2-28, 25, creatinine 1.8, GFR 38, 2-3, 25, creatinine 1.55, GFR 46, 12-10, 24, creatinine 2.02, GFR 33, 9-5, 24, creatinine is 1.57, GFR 46. And CT scan of abdomen and pelvis without contrast, 8-12 of 23 showed normal kidney size without hydronephrosis, no cysts, no stones. He did have a Foley catheter at that point. His most recent echocardiogram was done 4-4 of 25, ejection fraction 53%. He had moderately dilated bilateral atria, moderately elevated systolic artery, pulmonary artery pressure. Grade 2 diastolic dysfunction was noted. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 4 chronic kidney disease, most recent worsening, most likely secondary to recent cardiac catheterization with stent placement, as well as a CT scan of the chest to rule out pulmonary emboli, which was negative. We are going to ask him to get labs every 3 weeks to continue to monitor this. He asked if he should hold the metformin. Since he's been on that, guidelines say he can continue that until the estimated GFR is 25 or less, and at that point we would hold it. But currently we will not stop it. He's asked for a referral for some renal dietary education, which we will make. We have scheduled him for a stat renal artery Doppler study in Elma due to this chronic severe coronary artery disease to check for renal artery stenosis. His ultrasound of the kidneys does show normal to larger size kidneys, which would be consistent with diabetes. And for the high potassium level from 6-6 of 25, we gave him samples of Lokelma, 10 grams. He'll do one dose of 10 grams every 12 hours for 3 doses. So one this evening, one in the morning, and then one in tomorrow evening. Generally, that is enough to treat the hyperkalemia, and it avoids some of the side effects that they experience with KXLate. He is going to stop the salt substitute immediately, and he was given a handout on low-potassium foods to start following that very strictly. And we are going to have a follow-up visit with this patient in the next 4 to 6 weeks. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.